Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Burger King is introducing a new twist on its popular chicken fries. You weren't thick enough.
I love their chicken
fries.
You
the twist?
Can now get it flavored with Pringles, sour cream, and onion seasoning.
Shut up.
You shut up.
That sounds good.
Up.
Yeah, that sounds real good.
I love that season. You can make that yourself, you know, a little powdered milk, dill.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, it's for real. Like, you can make that yourself, put it on anything you want, like popcorn.
Yeah.
Just some regular toast with
you
butter.
You can use it
like,
in foreplay, whatever you're
so
into.
So good. Like, you know what I did? Like, one year I actually made homemade sour cream and onion topping, and I gave it as Christmas gifts with popcorn so people could spend it on their popcorn.
I would be like, thank you, as I slide it into the trash can.
What?
Thank you so much.
Come on.
I've told you my hack, and I believe Knick Knack is the one who turned me onto this, was the you bowl of cottage cheese, and then you throw a stack of Pringles, sour cream, and onion chips.
See?
On top of the cottage cheese, and you smash it up in there and you eat it. And that is heavenly.
Right? How much does that
so
up that
tasty.
Flavor profile? Like, imagine you could sprinkle it on anything.
Some say it is tasty AF.
Yes. I would be, though, some.
Do I have anything else on this one I want to give you? No, I'll give you this one, though. Good Pop, the ice cream company, has announced its return of its viral fudge and vanilla French fry pop.
Oh.
They've teamed up with Orida, and what it is it combines ice cream with French fry flavor, then it's coated in chocolate mixed with French fries.
Yeah.
And you get about 6 of them in a box. So, yeah, not only does it taste like French fries on the inside, they dip it, and you get little chunks of French fries on the outside as well.
Not mad
at
that.
A lot of
really?
Flavors.
That's something that you eat when you're stoned,
no
right?
No way. Like,
right, Katie?
Chocolate-covered potato chips are a thing.
Really?
Absolutely.
That's stoner food,
no,
Katie.
No, it's not. Like,
well,
salty
I can
and
see you
sweet.
Eating that.
Come on.
Sitting on your couch high as a kite.
No, there's a whole candy shop up in North Dakota that does chocolate-covered potato chips, and it's a delicacy. It's called Chippers.
Chippers is the place or the...
No, they're called Chippers, the chocolate-covered potato chips. But it's this little candy company up in Fargo, North Dakota. And
okay.
There's a shop in Grand Forks, North Dakota. But they make these chocolate-covered potato chips. And there's only like 6 or 7 in a box.
6, 7.
There's only that many. But so they're a delicacy.
Really?
A delicacy? So,
yes.
No, that's...
Yes.
Not a lot to do
no.
up there but get high,
that's a,
right?
That's a bunch of stoners standing
no,
around
not.
Like, what do we dip
it
these
is.
Chips in, bro? Come on, Katie, you
no.
know. Those are your people.
What do you mean? No, not just them. Everybody likes those.
Oh, okay.
It's
everyone.
No, everybody likes them.
You sure their place
telling
isn't called Stoners?
Widman's Candy Company.
Oh, Widman's.
Widman. No, Widman's. Widman's.
W-I-D-M-A-N. Widman's.
Widman's Candy Company. There's another
in
one, too, though.
In parentheses under it, it says Stoners
it
Candy.
It does not. That's not just a stoner.
So check this out. There's a new app. I think this is coming out of South Korea. I would imagine you can get it here, though. It's essentially helping people with their shopping addiction. What you do is you go onto this app, and you can browse all your products like usual. It's kind of looking like an Amazon. You look through reviews. You can compare prices. You add stuff to your cart. And then you put in your shipping address, arrange a payment, and then you hit ship or purchase, and it goes, boop, your order has been initiated. The thing, though, with this app is it doesn't deliver any of these products. It ships nothing to you. All it does is help you with your dopamine hit.
Oh.
It helps scratch that itch of online shopping. And right now they say people are crazy for this app right now because so many people, me included, have a bit of an online shopping addiction.
Yeah.
I'm always
yeah, yeah, yeah.
on Amazon ordering stuff. I mean, that thing is in front of my house every damn day. They're dropping stuff off.
I was like, this will be perfect for my kiddo. She has a little online shopping thing that we're trying to address. Right?
That we're trying to address.
We're trying to
pretty
address.
Bad, huh?
Yeah, the whole dopamine thing, you're right. It just makes
feels
you feel
good.
Better. And when you're going through life stuff, it's like all of a sudden you find yourself on Amazon buying things you don't need
right.
to make
yep.
yourself
yep.
feel better. So, yes, I agree.
And it feels good to get that box and rip it open. And,
yeah.
You know, it feels like your birthday. But
yeah.
the problem is you don't get a box. You get none of that, but it's taking care of that I'm shopping, I'm ordering, and then you think it's coming, and then you come down from that high, right? Mm-hmm. And then you can do it all over again. So I think it's a pretty good idea, actually.
It's a really good idea.
It might help people with their online shopping issue. And then this morning, Josh comes in, and he's telling me off the air what he's been doing on Facebook, Facebook Marketplace. Dude, this is something I would do, and I love it. Why don't you tell everybody what you're doing?
I have discovered something that I'm really kind of getting addicted to. And you, the story that you just told hits the nail on the head. I love to peruse everything that is being sold on Facebook. It's like a garage sale right in front of your eyes,
love
and I can do it in my boxers. It's fantastic.
Hey, real quick. Have you noticed they're putting those AI models on everything now?
Everything.
This guy had an ATV and there's an AI model laying across it. I'm like, come on.
I saw a baseball glove with an AI model holding it. So yes. But
it's
what I love to do now is I will just comment on there and say, hey, you know, still available. And I will lowball the living heck out of these people. But I put a little caveat. I go, hey, you know what? $3,000 whatever. I can pick this up for $300. But I say, I'll get it right now. And they jump at the opportunity.
Tell them what
for
you
it.
Got.
So I bought, I was perusing yesterday and something caught my eye. And or not over the weekend, not yesterday. But I was perusing and I saw a PlayStation 5 on there. And it was already a really low price because it was missing the controller and the power cord. So it was just the console. But I already have a PlayStation 5. But I saw it and it said like $300 even. And I was like, that's already really cheap. I message him and I go, hey, is this still available? I'll give you $80 for it, but I can pick it up right now. Dude messages back 5 minutes later and goes, yep, I need it out of my house right now. $80 for a PlayStation 5.
You can flip it.
And I'm going to flip the heck out of it.
Flip it. This is brilliant.
30% of what he was asking.
This is
Katie,
brilliant.
It's addicting. That talk about a dopamine hit. When I know I'm getting a deal already and then I lowball him and I get even better of a deal, I am addicted to this. I'm looking. There are cars on there, Katie. And they are selling for like $3,000. They're just junkers, but
well,
I don't even care.
Katie needs a car.
I do. You should give me a car, Josh.
I'm going to lowball, dude. I'm going to buy you a 4Runner for $80,
Let's
and we're
going
to call it good.
We're going wheeling.
I'm so excited.
I would be addicted just to the back and forth. Like,
yes.
How low can I get them? And then be like, ah, never mind.
No.
Oh, don't be that, though.
I changed my mind.
I've sold things on Facebook Marketplace,
I
and
have
that's
too.
The most frustrating thing is when you think you're about ready to make a deal, and then they ghost
then they
you.
Bounce,
it's worse than online dating. Like, don't go. Don't
my life is full of rejection.
I know.
No. We had a good thing going.
That's really fun, though. I like that.
It
just
is.
Go on there and just start lowing them.
Oh, it's addicting. And a lot of these guys cave because a lot of these things they do need out of their house, like right away. And they'll post it. And I see, you know, posted 20 minutes ago. I'm like, oh, I got this guy.
I got you.
That's fantastic.
It's the best. I highly recommend it.
We should have a little challenge to see, like, who gets the lowest on the best thing.
Oh my! I'm going to get Katie a car for $80.
Do
I promise you.
Josh,
here we go.
I'm going to get a house for $1,200.
Oh, good for you.
I need one of those, too.
Let's go.
Okay. Why are we giving everything to you?
I don't know. I love it.
You do your own thing.
I know. Do it for me. Keep going. What else are you going to get?
Man, you're needy. I'm putting Katie on Facebook Marketplace. This is a story about hard pants you were telling me about.
Yeah, well, more women are saying goodbye to hard pants and hello
pants.
To soft pants. And they're really just talking about jeans and those trousers. That word is so funny to
trousers.
It's an old fashioned word for sure, but it's used in fashion because it's like it's actual pants, right? Like
I call my jeans dungarees.
Is that what you call them?
Honey, are my dungarees clean?
Yeah, they talk about how jeans and sharply tailored trousers were the default, especially in office settings for women, right? Because they looked professional.
Yeah.
They matched with a lot of different things. But after they call it the great at-home reset of COVID-19. That's what they're calling it. Everything kind of changed.
We're still blaming COVID for
all
that.
That's when things changed, though, because forgiving pants took over. Like sweatpants and leggings.
Fat pants, some people call them.
We were already wearing leggings a lot, but man, that just took it to a whole new level to where you could wear the same leggings to bed, to wake up and bring the kids to school, and to work.
Well, you at least tried the jeggings. Remember, you had the jeggings beforehand that looked like jeans.
Exactly.
When you know you've given up.
But no, like they're saying that this is across the board. Women of all professions, of all income levels, are wearing the softer pants. And it's because it's a lot more forgiving. Again, I don't know if you guys deal with the same things. Like when I put on a pair of jeans,
yeah,
like it's constricting.
Oh, my front
right?
butt. Oh, my front butt is massive.
It's like
right
got
now.
Things. It keeps things in place, but that's part of its charm, right? Like
yeah.
it has a little bit more kind of withstanding to it. Whereas the soft
it's
pants,
not good though.
Everything can kind of hang out.
They like, say it's not good because
it gives you a lot more leeway, doesn't it?
Your hard pants basically keep you in check when it comes to your weight and how you're eating and how much you're exercising. Your hard pants are keeping you in check.
Absolutely. That is such a good point.
If you're wearing softy pants all the time, next thing you know, you're 40 pounds up.
Yeah, because that's the thing. You'll wear those softy pants every single day and not notice a thing, but try and go back into those hard pants. Like that's
hard pants keep you in check.
What do they say? You can't put the toothpaste back into the tube.
Yeah.
That's kind of like it. Like you can't, but some of the pants
but
that you
so
might.
But they're so comfortable, right? The soft ones.
And here, and I don't know if it's because we just like the way the soft pants feel, so we're going
sure
more
we
that
do.
Direction. But this season, like, get ready for all the soft pants. Have you heard of Ponte pants?
No.
Well, Ponte pants are a game changer, essentially. And they're just far more comfortable, forgiving than traditional jeans, but they still have a sleek sculpture to them, right?
Oh,
so
of course.
You still get, like, the sleek style, but they're soft, so they're a little bit.
Are they flowy at the bottom? So Knick Knack just picked up a pair of pants where she, when you put them on, first of all, the waistband goes up above her belly button or whatever.
Yeah.
And then they go down, and it looks like she's wearing a dress almost. But then she starts walking, and each one is a pant leg, and it's very flowy, but also very kind of loose.
Well, that's elegant.
It's okay.
It's fine.
So the Pont or Ponte pants, like they're not necessarily a style. They're more the fabric.
Oh, the fabric.
Excuse me. So they're softer.
Wonder what these are called.
They have all types of like different lengths and different ankle, like how they gather at the ankles. Like they're all different. It's just the fabric is what they're talking about there. And also the same with the denim sweatpants. Have you seen these?
Mm-hmm.
They're
yeah.
sweatpants,
but they
it
look
looks
like
you're wearing jeans.
False advertising.
Again, the forgiveness of them. They're so much more comfortable. And then linen pants. That might be where that falls in with Knick Knack.
Could be a
they
linen
are very
pant.
Flowy.
Very flowy.
You know, very soft.
It's hard. They're hard to get used to. Oh, she
yes.
wore them, and I was like, she's like, you like well, these? And of course, I was like, yeah.
And do they have
but
the
in my mind, I'm like, ugh.
Do they have the drawstring waist?
No,
okay.
no. It's got like kind of a scrunchy
still,
looking thing. That's,
well, the drawstring.
It
the
might
waist.
Have
drawstring.
Yeah,
I
don't
yeah.
know.
I don't know what these terms are. Here's one you will
I
know.
Just was, I just agreed.
Do you
with
know
everything.
One
yes, they're
that's
fine.
Coming back? And
the Moo Moo.
I cannot believe it.
What?
The track pants. Like the track
I'm
suits.
Into that.
The wind
the
never
suits?
Saw you
yes,
coming type thing.
Windbreaker type stuff. So, and it's got the matching jacket. Like, you got the track suit.
Not mad.
So, that's coming back. And then the silky trousers. So, be prepared to see a lot more silk this summer / fall.
That sounds like a straight up gangster from the 40s. Ah, silky trousers. He's at it again. Grab your Tommy gun.
Silky fluid trousers for the summer.
Silky trousers. Somebody give me a sarsaparilla. We got to get this guy immediately.
He's so trendy.